These days, we must take comfort where we can. Lately, I have been heading to Shady Pines for my daily dose of hilarity, thanks to my Facebook friendship with Esther Goldberg. Instead of pursuing quiet routines during their twilight years, the Shady Pines women smoke, curse, drink to excess, and pursue much younger pool boys. They do not quietly blend in with their surroundings, preferring bright, psychedelic colors, oversized patterns, and gravity-defying beehives. For them, life is for living. Too much of a good thing is just the right amount, and when they meet their maker, she's in for an earful. Living in an Instagrammable universe where main character energy is reserved for the young, the ladies of Shady Pines remind us that excessive amounts of chutzpah and hairspray are the way to go. Rules are disregarded, afternoons enlivened with Manischewitz martinis, and when Toots Malone flirts with her legendary bedroom eyes, she is doing the Lord's work. Alternatively, you could be like Muriel and opt for a special friend Tuesday casserole companion. So while in real life we weather skyrocketing inflation and multiple wars, the women of Shady Pines are a daily reminder that there is joy to be had for those bold enough to carp that diem. Like those intrepid ladies of Shady Pines, you should live your best life with gusto and panache, and liberal amounts of hairspray with a vodka chaser. I'm Frances Yeager, and this is my perspective.